fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Today we're talking about one of our favourite topics, definitely one of mine, and that is mental health. It's something that is incredibly important to all of us, but it's also something that we experience differently and depending on what's going on in our lives. Next week is Panda Week, which is Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week, which is a time to think about the significant change of having a baby and how that can affect our mental health. Joining us to talk all things Panda is Jane Armstrong from Royal Perth Hospital. Welcome back to the Mag, my favourite mental health gal.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, it's very lovely pandas. To have you back. Oh, they're so... Have you seen that sneezing video of the little panda that sneezes and the mum freaks out? I piss myself every time I hear that.
Very cute.
But let's talk about perinatal. I think a lot of people are familiar with postnatal and antenatal. Mm-hmm. But what is perinatal?
So perinatal is the period from the conception of the child through to the first year after birth. So it's actually quite an expansive period of time, whereas antenatal refers to the pregnancy period and postnatal refers to the first year post-birth.
So it kind of covers off like a pretty long period of time.
Absolutely.
And it's not something that I mean, I don't have any children myself. It's not something that
You've
I've
got
ever...
puppies.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fur mum. My firstborn child is a Great Dane. But, you know, having a baby and starting a family, it can be a huge change in our lives. Is it normal, and I say normal in inverted commas, because when we're talking mental health, it's, you know...
There's no such thing as normal.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But is it, you know, is it... I can't think of a different word for normal, but let's talk about how often do pregnant women and fathers experience some kind of anxiety during this time?
Yeah, I mean, that period of time is potentially incredibly stressful. You know, you see changes in lifestyle. So, you know, parents will go from having this quite a free and easy lifestyle to something that you have to have a little bit more considered. And the potential for issues, you know, does crop up. We're talking about we know that one in four Australians throughout their lifetime may experience some sort of anxiety. We're talking for the perinatal period, though, for women, the risk is particularly high. So you've got massive amounts of hormones raging around. You've got the increased stressors of having to worry about money.
Sleep's
a big one, particularly if it's hot and you're very pregnant, trying to get comfortable.
Shout out to all the pregnant mamas tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Very
stay
hot.
Cool, mamas. So look, it is a particularly worrisome time from that perspective. And then you get the anxiety around, is my baby going to be healthy? And you know, make sure that's happy. And if you're a bit of a worrier anyway, that just increases the risk again. Why do you raise your eyebrows?
Worries. But I guess it's so right what you're saying. And I think for a lot of people, it's that unknown, like a first-time mum,
mm-hmm,
that unknown, even if you're a second or third-time mum, the unknown of what extra constraints is this baby going to have on me and the family. And it is definitely a scary time.
Absolutely.
But I think what's the difference, you know, between baby blues and... When does that turn into perinatal depression and anxiety?
Okay. So when talking about anxiety and depression in general, we tend to look at things that when it starts to interfere with your functioning. So, for example, if you're finding yourself not being able to get out of bed in the morning for an extended period of time, that's when you've got a problem. And particularly for... pregnant mums or even just after the birth, you always expect just after the birth the hormones go crazy, so therefore we do see, you know, post-baby blues. It's when that starts to interfere with functioning.
Yeah.
So you can't keep your routines up.
And we just talked about mums, but perinatal anxiety doesn't just affect mums.
Oh, it absolutely affects dads as well. Because then they've got the burden, and I was actually just speaking to Patrick about the whole idea that families have changed so much these days, and there is an expectation and an understanding that the dads will take on the additional roles. So there's a decision about who will look after bub once the birth happens, you know, who'll take the first shift, so to speak, who'll do the overnight feeds, worrying about money, all that sort of stuff. So there is extra pressure on dads too.
On Fitter Happier right now, we're talking with the amazing Jane Armstrong about Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Week, which is next week. And Jane, you and I have talked a lot about mental health and stigma around it on previous shows. But is there something unique about the stigma surrounding perinatal depression and anxiety?
Yeah, I believe there is. I think there's an extra expectation that mums and dads will just cope. You know, it's supposed to be this wonderful experience in your life. But if you're not coping, I think there's that expectation from family and society to a certain degree that you'll just, you know, muck in and just cope.
You don't have a choice. You'll be right.
Correct. Which I think then actually makes the anxiety and depression worse because you've got this added pressure of just coping.
And I think... you know, we should talk about then the consequences of that, and let's talk about people who perhaps don't think that, you know, they don't realise how bad it is, but this is just a phase, I'll get over it.
Yeah.
What are some of the consequences of thinking like that?
Yeah, I think long-term depression and anxiety is incredibly debilitating, and it's really super important that we try and catch it as early as possible. And that's why it's so important, we've had these conversations before about communication and checking in with people. But also, I think it's particularly more important for new mums and dads or you know, soon-to-be mums and dads to have face-to-face contact with people, have that open communication with people. And if, you know, like say your mum turns around and goes, honey, I'm a bit worried about you, you seem a bit flat, what's going on? That is super, super important so that we can get this early and nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at certainly for new mums and dads, it's mood swings, poor sleeping, and you're going to have poor sleep anyway with a new bub. You know, that's just expected. But it's about sleeping when bub is asleep so that you can get some rest. It's about making sure that you've got routines in place that if it all goes pear-shaped, that you can cover it. One of the biggest things that we see for mums who have had baby is feeling detached from baby and worrying that, you know, you can't bond and stuff like that. That's a really big sign that we're heading towards anxiety and depression.
Okay.
And that something needs to happen. And always, always, always your first step is your GP.
Yep.
Always.
We talk about that quite a lot and making sure, you know, that you head into your GP if you're feeling that way. But what's some other advice that you could give now to expecting parents who are having a tough time?
I think reach out to your social networks. I think, you know, friends and family are vital at this period of time. The other thing is that there's a number of networks around there's like child health networks and things like that which can actually provide support and advice and organising people to come in and support you during the day with bubba or even pre-baby, you know, just to help with things like diet, nutrition and maintaining the house and all that sort of stuff. It's important to communicate.
Mm.
Communicate, communicate, communicate.
And something that I know friends who've had babies, you know, connecting with online even with other mums who are or expecting mums who are in the same position as you, that you can talk to someone who has, you know, is going through the same stuff as you
is so important. Facebook groups are so helpful. And even, you know, you'll find that the local councils run groups for
mums and bars.
Your local coffee shops often have them as well. So it's important to use your networks, whether they be online or face-to-face. My preference is for online, face-to-face versus online, because online you can still be detached. But obviously for those people who may be living in the country and are quite isolated, mm-hmm. Online is vital.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for coming back.
Always a pleasure.
And I'm sure we will have you back.
Of course.
Before this year is out, I will always have you back. But for anybody who's listening who wants a little bit more information, head on over to healthywa.wa.gov.au or panda.org.au. Jane, thank you so much.
Thank you, my darling.